My big issue is the lack of dividends. This is a great company, it's pouring out cash, it's going really well, it's never paid a dividend. Why not?
Well, we have been, the question, we have been a growth company for a long period of time, where we are continuing, and we are continuing on the lookout to continue to grow. It's not a steady state business by any means. So we are looking to grow, and that means we want to retain some flexibility to be able to invest into our business if we see an opportunity, or to potentially make acquisitions if we see an opportunity. So the very conscious policy of the board up until now is to not pay dividends, to maintain that flexibility and to maintain that cash. We've made a number of acquisitions over the years. That policy is not going to change this financial year, but it is something we are actively as a board reviewing, and we'll look at it again over the next few months.
Okay, well, could I say to the whole board, including the representatives of the other major shareholders and the independents, that this is very unusual to be making so much money and to not be paying a dividend. I'm not aware of another company in the top 300 that's doing that. And I'm obviously aware of News Corp's traditional policy of not liking to pay dividends. And we all get our 0.02% dividend from News for years. So I suspect what we've got here is a News Limited policy to not pay dividends.
Well, I actually categorically deny that. This is a board transition that the board in the best interest of RAA. For a growth company, we've retained earnings so that we can continue to grow and have flexibility around that. It's something we are looking at, but it's absolutely not a news of the policy. It's an RAA board policy.
But I'm sure Sam would have preferred to receive a dividend rather than have to sell 3 million of his stock to News Limited a few weeks ago just to get some cash out of the business. I mean, we want some cash coming back to us. And I must say, it's a bit frustrating that the majority of the board don't own shares. So you're getting cash out of the business in your board fees. We're sitting here with a great stock saying, where's the dividend? We look at the News Limited policy history. We look at Sam having to sell some stock to News to get some cash out. And clearly the solution here is to pay some dividends from the half year result. Not paying dividends reduces the share price. And the cynic in me will say, News Limited clearly wants to buy more shares. They've just increased by 3%. If we don't pay dividends, it depresses the share price, and then you could take us out. So my message to News Limited will be very simple. Take us out or start being normal and paying a dividend. But don't hoard cash when you control the board and then deny us of any cash in a move that does depress the share price. Would it be possible to hear from Sam and John? I mean, they're big shareholders. I'm sure they'd love a dividend. I mean, how can they support a policy of no dividends?
One of the benefits of not having